I'm Lando Calrissian. Glad to make your acquaintance.
Welcome to another edition of Lando Calrissian Experience. We are back. Ted is finally back.
Yes.
Back on his long journey in space. This motherfucker has been
all types
on
of
like
places.
Alderaan or something, the you fuck? Know, on Alderaan.
And so now I'm starting to quit. See, that's why I need to start listening to these motherfuckers.
Oh, I be shitting on you, too.
Oh, no, you be shitting.
No, actually, you know what? I don't be shitting on you.
No.
I wait till you come to shit on you.
Okay.
Like, I love
at least do me that. Because
yeah, I love
that
you that
means you don't care about Jules, because you shit on Jules, but he hears that. Okay,
all
right. Man, don't shit on nobody, man. Damn.
I shit on Jules all day, anytime.
But we got a guest today.
Yeah. And she's our guest, though,
James. So we got my homie, man, a good friend of mine, man. Actually, one of my gamer homies, man, that I met since I was like, what, 18, 19?
We talking about some gaming stuff, though, because I don't know shit.
Yeah, so
I don't remember what year we met, man. It had been like 05, 06.
05, yeah, so about 18, 19, yeah, man. So now, like, it's straight my fighting game homie. Always kicked my ass in Street Fighter and shit. But now, that's my dude.
You can't beat me on an arcade joint, though.
Hey, sure, I don't know.
I'm talking about sticks. I'm talking about the Street Fighter 2 sticks.
Oh, yeah.
We were serious. Cats was serious about that back in the day.
Yeah.
Cats almost got into a fight at the
Tilt.
At the Tilt. This is, I'm gonna go real old school. It's Mr. Beans. It was a liquor store / candy shop off of Natural Bridge in Shreve. We went to. It was the only Street Fighter 2 in the hood, like the whole North Side. So I'm talking about literally, you had thugs like sitting out there waiting in line, and like I'm talking about it'd be like Bloods and Crystal, be like Kyrie, and it was like a peaceful place.
unless you
pick Blanca.
No, unless you pick Blanca.
Not Street Fighter 2 with Switzerland.
So, unless you pick Blanca, though. That, like, you didn't know, like, people, you couldn't pick Blanca.
So were the Bloods always Ken because he had a red gi?
Probably.
Damn, you know what? They probably
because they, I mean, Ryu can't fuck the same damn.
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
So, you know what? I didn't even think about that. All the Bloods did go as Ken. All the 4-9 Bloods did go as Ken. God damn, that's some shit. I didn't even think about that. But no, man, thank you for coming on, my man.
Nah, man, it's no problem, man.
Yeah, but it's my partner, Chris, man. We ain't talked all the way, but yeah, his name is Chris. Man, go ahead and talk a little bit about yourself, man. Introduce yourself.
I mean, I'm just happy to be here, man. I appreciate the love. Appreciate being here. It's nice to meet these folks. Nice to see some brothers doing something productive.
Yeah, bro.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm happy to be a part of it.
You sound like we was finna get out of jail or something. I
was about to even correct it. I was like, I don't know if it's productive. Niggas really just out here talking shit. Everybody wiping out. Like, niggas doing shit.
You sound like you got out of jail. I'm just glad that brothers and got about the pen and shit and getting their shit together, man. Just, man, because, you know, y'all niggas can sell some G-packs or anything up out of here.
It kind of feel like I'm out of prison, man. I've been cooped up in the house for some months, man.
What? Why you been cooped up in hell?
I had surgery.
Oh,
hey, okay.
So yeah, it's pretty heavy, man. It's pretty major. So I'm happy to get out the house, man.
Yeah, man. Glad to have you.
We definitely got to have you out.
Hell yeah, I ain't mad at you, man. But welcome to the show, big dog.
Appreciate it.
No problem, man. We're about to go ahead and get it cracking. So,
yeah. All right. So we're gonna go into what we have seen. Let's go and jump off of it. Let's jump off with you for why you had a first on top of your head first reformed.
Yeah, man. So the first thing I'm gonna go ahead and get out the way, and I'm not gonna try to get too much into because it's a good movie. I don't want to spoil.
No. It wasn't first reformed.
It is first reform.
No, come Sunday.
Come Sunday. My bad. First
Sunday. Right, it's come Sunday. So I got a chance to watch the Netflix movie Come Sunday with Chiwetel Ejiofor and Martin Sheen, Jason Segel.
Oh, I saw the trailer for that.
Stanfield. Yeah. So it's about.
It sounds like a porn.
Right. Come Sunday.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Nah. But for real, Come Sunday, man, it's about a pastor who's now labeled as a heretic within most of the Christian community, dude named Carlton Pearson. And at one point, he was, and my wife put me on game because, you know, my wife grew up in church, and she put me on game to say Carlton Pearson in the Pentecostal church was like a well-known dude. Like, had like always had the conferences, always had the big things, like stuff like that. You basically find out in the movie that he had basically a crisis of faith moment. Something happened. He had a personal moment happen in the movie. He may have had a crisis of faith. And from that crisis of faith, what happened is kind of like how, you know, well, I talked about a lot about how people misinterpret and, like, you know, maybe misinterpret something or may kind of, like, read it the wrong way. Mm-hmm. And, like, when it comes to the Bible, something like that. From what I've seen and how I interpret everything, because, like, what I know because I have read it, yeah, I could tell what went wrong. And so I was like, oh, I see what happened. And it's basically off this personal moment, he basically, you know, says, well, when you die, everyone automatically will go to heaven anyway. Basically, there's no hell. And with that being said, that caused a very polarizing moment because it's a huge contradiction to a lot of things.
And this dude's black, right?
Yeah, black dude. Mm-hmm. Right. It's like basically a huge contradicting moment within the church because it's like, okay, now you're going, because now you're doing something that you're going to get a direct violation of something that everyone knows. If this is your faith, this is your doctrine that you follow, mm-hmm. this is what this says, and this has been said for the longest time, and it actually makes sense if you believe in this faith. But it was like, no, what you're saying doesn't make sense. So it's like one of those back and forth situations, and what happened was he did say some things within the church that I was like, yeah, me being a believer personally, I see what exactly why everything went left for you, because why would you say what you said? Like, I'm not going to say what he said because it's a spoiler, but let's just say he said something super disrespectful in the church in front of everybody. Like, I was like, something like, whoa, like, not even outside of that, we never even went to church, not even ate this, we'd be crazy enough to say that in church. It's like one of them moments. So, yeah, man, he said these things, and from there, you know, everything just falls apart. Mm-hmm. Like, he loses pretty much his whole ministry is gone. Like, you know, his, you know, staff that he worked with is gone. All his closest friends and stuff like that going, you know, pretty much turn against him. But I will say this. It's one of those moments where, you know, I see where he fucked him. I see where his mind state was with it. But I'm also going to say that what the church did to him, even though I don't agree with his stance, you know, his beliefs and his stance on it, the way the church handled it was fucked up. Excuse me, it was messed up. So because they pretty much
wait up. Before we go any further, are we? Is this? Do we censor ourselves? Or
no. No, okay. He been saying fucked up for like the last hour. I was confused why he said yo. He was like in reference to the church.
Never mind. That's what I was like. Duh, she got these on. Never mind. Yeah. So anyway, but yeah, she fucked. I see where he went fucked up, but the church fucked up too because they basically treated like him on some Salem witch trial shit.
Hmm.
And I don't care what stance you take on the side, that's just a huge no-no.
But I mean, but is that really unusual with church, though? I mean, I feel like
to treat stuff like a sale. I mean, in this regard, like, and I'm gonna say this with the black church, man, and like I said, I ain't gonna go too far into it, man, because that's you might as well go to church and say all this kind of stuff. But I'm gonna say this, man, the way the black church has conducted themselves in certain aspects ain't cool. And that's why I see why people don't go to church a whole lot now. Mm-hmm. Like, I understand why.
So what?
But I also,
when did this incident happen?
Like, this happened in the late 90s, like 98.
Oh, so then the awareness around.
Yeah, like I said, dude was a huge, well-known, like, pastor. Like, mm-hmm. a really well-known pastor. Like I said, he studied under Oral Roberts. So he was a very well-known guy within the Christian community. But it's just, excuse me, it's just the fact of the matter what he said and, like, his feelings on it was so polarizing that he basically got labeled as a heretic. And for those who don't know what a heretic is, it means enemy of God, a.k.a. direct violator of God. It's basically the Christian equivalent of infidel in Islam.
So you think he, like, work at a call center now?
No. He had a new ministry under Unitarian. He got another ministry. I think it's Unitarian or something like that. But but basically, where he was and where he is now, it's never going to be the same. Like,
Are you saying in following or in his belief system?
The thing about it is, it's one of those things where I think it's a little bit of both. Mm. Because, like, when you see the movie, you'll see what I mean. Because it's kind of like, and the question is always asked, you know, if this is what your belief is, it's if God told you this, and this is how you feel, if God told you this, do you really think God told you this? Because who also is this on the other side? Who've been around also since the beginning? Satan. So, like, yeah, he know the Bible too, bro. So, he gonna he's a master of tricks and lies. Well, he can always say something in your ear, mess you up too. And that's what the whole thing is like. Do you think it's God really talking to you, or you think, or could it be something else?
So
it's like one of them things. You know what I'm saying?
But couldn't you put that on both places though?
But it's kind of like one of those things where, and that's what I'm saying. I don't want to go without spoiling it. You know what I'm saying? Because if I get into it, then I will spoil the movie. And I don't want to do that because it is a good movie. I don't want to spoil it. But I'm gonna say this: where the idea went with it, I see where it went left. I'm going to say that I see where his thought process went, where it went totally left. It. I see what happened. At the same time, like I said, even though I don't agree with his thought process, me personally, I don't agree with how the church handled the situation. And you'll see when you watch the movie, you'll see why I say that. Because it does go into, like I just said a second ago, how the black church, unfortunately, has driven away a lot of people from the whole meaning of Christianity in the first place. So it's like, okay, well, if you teach this doctrine, don't do this. Don't drive these people away doing A, B, C, and D things, because that's a huge thing now, even in church today. Like, that's why a lot of people that especially grew up in the church don't go to church a whole lot or try to stay away, because, like, I grew up in it. I see what y'all be on. If I'm going to do this, I just rather read it myself in my home on my own time and understand it that way. That's what a lot of people do now, because it's like, I don't got time for that. And it's messed up, because it shouldn't be like that. But it is, and it is what it is, unfortunately. But I'm going to say this. Watch the movie for yourself and judge it for yourself. Like I said, I can't give too much away about what he said, how everything went down, or how the thought process came to be. But me personally, I'm like, I see where you went left. And I will say it did ask questions and bring situations forward that I'm not going to lie. It's one of those things like, people will ask you, like, something about homosexuality, for example. Like, the whole abomination thing. It's not like, ooh. No one can answer that. And it's like one of those things, like, I can't answer that because I literally can't. Like, if someone makes a point on something, like, I can't answer that. It's something you have to ask. Yeah. The Lord himself. I can't answer that out. Like, it'd be wrong, and I don't know what stance to take on that, because, like, damn, it's not like you don't have a point. But I was like, why is it like that? I don't know. I don't know why God may feel that certain way, like the whole abomination thing. I don't know. But that's something you have to ask the Lord. I can't answer that. No one can answer that. And I'm going to say this. It's like, I'll have my personal feelings on, like, you know, how I feel about certain things, too. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, that's my stuff. I'm not going to put it out there. But what I am going to say is, if regarding Carlton Pearson, is I see where it went left. I also see where the church went left. I'm going to say that.
Okay.
And when you watch it for yourself, you'll see what I mean. And then something like this, it would be more of a off-air discussion, because I'm not going to put everything out, because it's more of an in-depth thing that we ain't, that's too long, that's too in-depth, and I know how some people feel about religion. I'd rather just not put those out there. I'd rather be off-air discussion.
That's real.
So,
But other than that, it's a good movie, but it does put things out there in a perspective, and does put questions out there like, well, how y'all going to answer this? No, it is something that you're going to have to ask yourself some questions on. But like I said, I do see where it could also be a misleading thing, too, depending on if you are a believer in this faith. So I'm like, I can see where it can go left on your own misleading, but I can also see where people might say where it go with certain situations. That's as much I can say about it, honestly.
So it sounds like the guy, Carlton Pearson, is a polarizing figure in the church.
Basically, because he got labeled heretic for basically saying there is no. He basically saying being like a huge Pentecostal pastor within the Christian faith. You know, basically a super well known person saying there hell doesn't exist and everyone automatically gonna go to heaven.
And so the church ostracized him for that.
Basically,
so what is your opinion of him after you've seen the movie? Do you view him positively, or do you have a negative viewpoint?
What I'm saying. I don't have a negative viewpoint. I don't have necessarily a negative viewpoint of him, but I will say I see where his thinking, if this is the faith you're going to follow, that's why I keep on trying to put out there, if this is the faith you're going to, because I know everyone doesn't agree with being Christian, because you got Muslims, you got, you know, Jewish, you got Buddhists, you got everyone else, you got atheists, all that shit, you know what I'm saying? But if this is the faith you will choose to follow, the path you choose to follow, which is the Christian faith, then within the Christian faith, you know, this is what this is, and this is what this means. Because if you saying, you know, oh, well, Jesus died for our sins, that automatically gives everyone a free pass to automatically go to heaven, which is pretty much what he said. No, and that's, it's out there. It's not like that's something that's hidden. It's public knowledge. But if this is pretty much what you're going to say or what you're going to feel, you know, you better have a lot of evidence to back it up. And he tried to have evidence to back it up and use certain words. But if you know, based off of, like, how some stuff speaks in literal and allegory, then he's just like, yeah, bro, I think you totally misinterpreted that wrong because out of maybe guilt because of a personal tragedy. You know what I'm saying? Because something happened. And so... after this, and after that's why I say with some people, it's kind of like how we said, I said with like Nate Parker with the whole Birth of the Nation a long time ago, how like white folks misinterpreted the Bible, did some effed up things, did some fucked up things, but told half the story. Or misinterpreted halfway or had some kind of screwed up misinterpretation. And that's not even what the damn book says to do. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah. That's what I'm saying. I can see where his thought went left on it. Do I, like I said, but do I personally agree with his thought process? No. But will I say, should he been treated the way he been treated? No.
Okay.
That's what I will say. I don't agree. I may not agree. We say I can agree. We can agree to disagree on his stance. But I, let's say at the end of the day, you know how he how it was handled it together based off of what I've seen and some other stuff I know about it. Yeah, people were wrong all the way around. The whole situation itself was handled totally wrong.
Yeah,
I feel like we all need to see the movie and then return to have
that's it. What I'm saying. It's still one of those things like they said, you have to watch it because one thing is, you know, especially on this show, one thing we know, if it's a good movie, we don't give spoilers.
Right.
But if it's something that's horrible, I'm like, I don't give
you spoil the shit out of it.
We don't give a damn. But this right here, because it is actually a orchestrated movie, I don't want to give that away. I'd rather people watch it and you get your own opinion. Because it's one of those movies you really have to give your own opinion on. Because it, like, and because, like I say, since it's a taboo, since religion is considered a taboo subject in society, especially like at work, whatever the case may be in certain social circles, yeah, you know, that's what I'm saying. No, it's one of those things that people can really have an angry back and forth about. And that's what I'm saying. Just watch it for yourself and see. And that's the best thing I honestly can say when it comes to that movie. But I will say, I just see where it went left. And that's as much I can say.
Well, I will definitely be watching the movie. I actually saw the trailer for it a couple of days ago. It's just interesting that you guys are having a discussion about it. But it looked interesting from the trailer I saw.
Yeah.
No, it's an interesting movie. It's a very interesting movie. Like, it's definitely worth the watch. But like I said, depending on what you know and how you interpret certain things, that's where you're going to get, you know, whose side you want. That's what it's going to come down to.
Okay.
So that's as much as I can say on it.
Is anybody be keeping up with watching Atlanta?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've yes, I've been watching.
What do y'all think about this season so far?
The Robin season theme is it's very interesting the way it's being played out. I like the theme of it. When you really get down to it, the Robin season theme is very accurate.
What do you think the Robin season means?
Well, no, it's Robin season really is like in, just like anything else, you know, theft. You know, it's loot theft, but it's theft in different forms.
Right.
So that's the way I'm seeing, like, you know, like with the
I think it's about robbing your soul.
See, that's what I'm saying, robbing your soul, robbing your freedom, robbing your, you know, robbing your physical freedom, your financial freedom, your love life, you know. Your mentality about certain things, your time that may be wasted because of someone, you know, you got robbed of your time. You know, it's a lot of robbed stuff, you know, like, or you get physically robbed, someone come take your stuff, or someone physically steals some of your objects, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a lot of different things that I've noticed with this season, with the whole Robin season concept. It makes sense when you really get down to it. I think one of the greatest and most polarizing ones, I think, to this day, and y'all probably agree with me, the Darius episode.
You talking about Teddy Perkins?
Yes. Perkins.
I was gonna make that my Twitter handle.
Teddy Perkins? you should, dude. And I'm just saying, man, like that episode right there, in that Robin season aspect, it was freedom. It was life and freedom. Like, it definitely was life and freedom because Darius gonna get robbed of his life at that moment. His brother was getting robbed of his freedom. And dude was getting robbed of his sanity. That's the way I seen it.
What do you think, Ted, so far this season in Atlanta?
I agree with James. I think in that whole thing, I feel like Donald Glover and his brother actually tried to attack a kind of like a stigma in the entertainment world. No, well, I'm speaking on that the Teddy Perkins episode in specific. Just like how there's this assumption that, you know, when pushed to be great, like, I don't know if that we necessarily
understand the sacrifice to be great.
Sort of, but like, I don't know if it, like, everybody, I don't want to say everybody, but how it's weighed upon, like, Joe Jackson, you know, the Williams sisters, like, the push to for excellence.
Tiger Woods, his name.
Exactly.
And getting robbed of something.
Well, in their childhood.
They're robbed of their childhood. They don't have any sort of, like, and I think that was the whole, I mean, him, you know, doing this homage, so to speak, quote unquote, to Michael Jackson, like, the whole thing was just kind of eerie. You know what I'm saying? And kind of challenging our thought process, because we do love the end product. But the question is the end product worth what it is that they've lost? Because Michael Jackson definitely has that sort of situation. Now, I don't know necessarily about the Serena sister, you know, the Williams sisters, but Tiger Woods could be questioned as far as when it
Beyonce?
Comes to... The difference
Dude, Beyonce had been, her dad hair out there since like 10, 19 years old.
No, right. And I'm not disagreeing with that. Yeah. What I'm saying is I don't know. The question is the sacrifice worth the loss? You know what I'm saying? Is it what you're gaining, is it worth giving? I mean, Beyonce shut, it's Beychella now. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But
that's the question. Is her soul lost?
No, but I'm saying if she feels like she's been pressured into this situation, then she did lose her soul.
Well, so that's what I'm saying. So it's not necessarily a...
She lost her formative... She lost her... What chance she had of her formative self. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think I see where Daryl coming from. It's like, when y'all think... please correct me if I'm wrong.
Go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? But from what I think he coming from is like the fact that, you know, the soul being robbed is the soul of having the youth that she should have had.
But see,
you know what I'm saying? That she should have had growing up. Like, she did have it to an extent, but I think wasn't there, but not 100%.
So here's the thing, though. I challenge that just on the simple notion, like,
or even the ball kids or something like that.
The idea of should, like, that's a Western society thought process. Mm-hmm. Like, we have an idea of what a childhood should look like, or every child deserves, but that's not necessarily the case for the most part. Like, if you're not middle income or above, there's a lot of stuff that you're going to be robbed of depending on what your circumstances are.
Exactly.
So the question is, the person, like, Beyonce is literally running the world right now.
Yeah.
So I wonder if you were to ask her, like, yo, is there anything that you felt like you missed out on that you can't get back? You know what I mean? So I don't know. I don't know if there's... I'm sure
she got robbed of a high school experience.
Yeah, well,
possibly.
That's true.
I think in that instance, it's hard to say because we don't know.
We don't know what happened.
We don't know how she feels about it. It's not like she is in the news because she was complaining about how her parents were always, you know, domineering over her and made her
do this.
For all we know, she was all into it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Right,
so
and that's very possible. Well, that's very true.
Here's the other the thought process though is, I honestly, does it make a difference though? Like, is there an end goal? Like, you get this high school experience to do what? Is it to make you a more cultured person? To be able to deal with people from all walks of life? To build character? Because if you think about it, she was already flushed in front of that from age 9 because she was dealing with that on a business aspect. You know what I'm saying? So she was dealing with people from all walks of life. She was handling pressures, you know, once she got into it, you know, the teenage to early 20s years, especially thinking about the stuff she had to deal with going on surrounding her father.
Right.
So that character builder is still there. It's just not in the same process as what we've had. You know what I'm saying? So
well,
I don't.
I see what you mean.
You see what I'm saying? So I don't know. Now, Michael Jackson, it might be the same thing. You know what I mean? Like, with him not having a real social life or having quote unquote self hate. But a lot of that may.
But what great person isn't, like, been through some shit like that? I think about that a lot.
So.
Like, how great do I want to be?
Well, the question is, well, the idea of greatness is also a perspective.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, I don't know where you kind of classify that. Like,
I don't think you can classify that.
So, like, so for example, like, Michael Jordan's great, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So where is the, like, you know, everybody talks about his competitive drive, but...
But you know what's funny? I remember me and you had a conversation before, and you said, like, yo, people never remember, ain't gonna remember shit you did, period, when you die.
Now, unless you leave in...
You were saying in general, a legacy don't mean nothing, because we used to be like, talking about Will Chamberlain now, how much shit he did.
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
Like, basically, over time, people are not going to fuck with you.
You will never be Father Time, bro. Like, yeah.
People will stop fucking with you at some point, like, when they're going to forget about you.
Yeah, like, the idea of legacy is still, like, it's never going to... I'll say this. I'm not going to say that everybody's completely forgotten, but the legacy is never going to have the same intensity as
that you believe it'll be
in the very beginning.
Yeah.
And, you know, because the further and further people become removed, the less and less it means to them. You know what I'm saying?
Right. It's kind of like, have y'all seen, what's the movie? I took Xander to see the Hispanic movie about La Muerta.
Coco.
Have y'all seen that yet?
I didn't get a chance to see it.
Yeah, that's the whole concept, is that basically it's another afterlife, and you die in the afterlife, and you die for real, if your people don't remember you in the present world.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a deep ass concept for real.
Yeah, so like people were like literally like
basically you get erased from existence.
Yes, because if people forget you, and they, because like the Day of the Dead, people come out and represent the people that died. They put their picture up on the mantle. So if they stop doing that, over time you begin to fade away and die for real. Because like they have a regular life, but they just dead on this other side.
Right.
But after that, you're gone for good. Like you are forgotten. That's the whole concept.
That's deep as shit.
Yeah. Like, you would see people, like, sitting there, like, somebody remember me, please. Like, trying to get people to come and remember them. Phasing away and shit.
Mm.
That's wild, bro.
And, like, you get sick, too. Like, you dying. It ain't like no, like, you just walk around. Like, you get sick and die. like real death.
That's crazy.
It's the truth, man. But maybe that's just the whole point, is the attachment to that. You know what I mean? Like, that's why everybody's fighting for greatness. Like, you know. I mean, everybody gets like. I don't say everybody, but, you know, people are fighting for that 15 minutes and making an extend. But, I mean, shit, we already dealing with that shit now. I mean, we talk about the music because technology and everything is moving everything faster. Now, we were just having this. So, that huge discussion right now, like, is Beyonce top five in performers. You know what I'm saying? Some people comparing her to Michael Jackson.
No, impossible.
I disagree.
Impossible.
I disagree.
She ain't had a number one hit since 07.
No,
she is not. No, I looked it up. She has not had a number one song since 07.
You know Daryl Lewis.
Since Single Ladies. Single Ladies is the last song she had that was a number one song on the charts.
Okay, so when was Michael Jackson's?
I'm talking about fair, at his age. I'm talking about comparatively to age. His number one at that time was, I had it. Hold on.
So,
does that matter? I mean, you see her influence though.
Right, exactly. But
Mike's influence is too.
I
would say that she has more influence on the culture. I said she has influence on black culture than Mike did though at the time.
So we're not even talking about black culture.
No,
we're talking about
influence on women.
Oh, not even just that. So let's look this way. Mm-hmm. So she's what, 35 now? 36?
She should be 37.
So at 37, so her last hit was Single Ladies.
07.
It was 07, like the number one hit.
Number one, yeah. I'm not saying it's not a hit.
So that was 10 years ago. So her last hit was at 27. So Michael Jackson's last hit was
I'm going to pull up. I believe it is that joint he got with old girl Lisa Marie Presley laid up in his lap and shit. What was that?
I don't remember the name of that song.
I know exactly what you think. That was a hit?
That was number one. Hell yeah. That was
I think
it was. Actually, you know what? I take that back. You Rock My World might have been a number one, too.
Rock My World was.
And he was in his 40s. I think You Rock My World is the number one song, too.
Hold up, dude.
I'm pulling up here on the net. No, I believe Beyonce is top five, 100%.
I'll say she's top five.
But I do question the time, though, because it's like LeBron versus... I don't like to compare LeBron versus Mike. Michael Jordan.
But the only reason why
Time, he has different supplements, he's got different training.
And that's what I'm saying. That's more so what I'm looking at. Because, yeah. Like, it's the thing we always talk about.
Like, Michael Jackson couldn't drop a secret album back then. He had to do promo because there wasn't any
even outside
device
that,
to do that.
But even outside of it, how we always talk about, you get it. People would wait. Think about how long people got to sit with Mike.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So you're saying because of the fact
get that luxury.
So you're saying because we have a less attention span she's staying out there like that too.
You have to, because think about it. Like,
but she also benefited from being at the old time though too. She came at a time where people had to wait for the Beyonce album to come out.
Oh, no, I agree.
So but she's just kind of like the new person in that time.
But her popularity started booming when technology started booming. So I'm like, I'm thinking about it like...
You know.
Yeah.
No. No, Destiny's Child was popping, man.
I'm not saying that it wasn't.
Even at first, Beyonce album was popping with Crazy
it
in Love.
That's what I'm saying. That's my point. What I'm trying to get you to understand is like right now, in order to maintain relevance...
Mm-hmm.
You are competing with the entire world. Mike didn't compete with the entire world.
You Are Not Alone was the last number one he hit.
Okay, that's the one I'm talking about with Lisa Marie Presley in it. Yep.
You Are Not Alone, yeah, that was 95.
Yeah.
Okay.
That motherfucker was in his late 30s.
So, like, where Beyonce is now.
But
he had 13 number one hits out of his whole career.
Damn, dog.
13 number one hits. 13
number one,
dog. Yeah, 50 songs in chart. 50 songs charted, okay. 13 of them.
Hold on, And those are solo number ones, right? They ain't the Jackson joints either.
Right, I mean, and it's true.
Let's see. Billie Jean, Beat It.
Yeah, these are all solo.
I'm going to say all the number ones. Billie Jean, Beat It. Rock With You. Say. Don't Stop Till You Get Enough. Black or White. You Are Not Alone. The Way You Make Me Feel, Man in the Mirror, Ben, Dirty Diana, I Just Can't Stop Loving You with Cedar Gary. That's the only song they were partnered with somebody else, number one.
Well, I was talking about, you ain't talking about the Jackson albums, like Got to Be There and like all them songs.
I'm giving kudos to all of that. I'm saying...
Mike made hood niggas cry.
Listen,
he made grown men cry.
This is what I'm saying.
Worldwide.
Listen to what I'm saying.
Are you serious?
You're dealing with
nostalgia.
We always talk about
human greatest weakness,
the nostalgia. But we're also talking about like the inventor, damn near of a different genre. Did pop really exist before Mike?
Yeah.
Like for real, like it was.
Yeah, you got disco and all that shit. That was considered pop.
So, but it's not called pop. It's called disco.
What that was pop. That was popular music. The
but
pop
it's
category.
A difference. They would have just called it disco.
No. But just like he sang R&B, but it became pop. Same thing.
It's not though.
Yes, it is.
How
he's singing? That's considered R&B, rhythm and blues.
But it's a completely different. Think about it.
Just like Beyonce sings R&B, but it goes over. It crosses over. No. Just like the Temptations did R&B, but they crossed over to popular music, which is pop. Same
right.
principle.
So what I'm saying is, was there a pop genre before?
There is still not a pop genre.
So there's no pop genre in any of the awards.
There's certain musical genres that cross over to popular pop.
So there's not a genre called pop.
Yes, but I'm saying, but when you think of pop, usually you're in another category and you cross over and you become popular music.
So I'm saying, did that start with Michael Jackson?
No.
So it was it was before Michael Jackson.
Way before him.
So Beyonce got six.
So who?
Probably what? Elvis Presley probably the first pop cat. For real?
So yeah, so...
I don't know. Geez.
Yeah.
I feel like that. So they just classified it differently then.
Yeah. Like
so he was rock and roll.
Rock and roll, but it crossed over to pop.
Okay.
So how did he... I don't understand. Then how would the two still be together then? Like
it's just another category. It's just like when... Like
so,
hip hop
like,
songs cross over
so
to
when
R&B.
So when Mike came out with
category.
Albums, he was up for R&B and pop.
Yeah, he won R&B Grammys and stuff. Yes,
and he got popular.
Yes.
Well, look it up now.
He was just like the Bruno Mars, where he would get both.
I can't.
Yes.
My memory's horrible, so I don't remember that. I just
know people can't get stuff across.
So why wouldn't he be the king of R&B then?
That's because that's more of like a hood street category now, though.
Nah, bro.
Because Bobby Brown is the king of R&B.
No, that's not. This was 30 years ago.
R. Kelly.
This was 30 years ago when jazz, blues, and R&B mm-hmm. were the black genres. Mm-hmm. Why is he not the king of R&B? Why did he become the king of pop?
Because popular music.
It's popular
so
music.
So because white
but
people
he's
like
doing,
him, so now everybody was like, yo.
Exactly.
Because, he's crossed over.
Yes.
Because it became true mainstream. That's why.
So he wasn't mainstream before. So he's always been mainstream.
No, he's not always mainstream.
What the fuck?
Off the Wall is not mainstream. That first album is not mainstream.
Bruh.
It became popular over
are
time.
Are you telling me little Michael Jackson from the Jackson 5 becomes a grown-ass man mm-hmm. and then mm-hmm. white people stop fucking with him for the first record?
Yes. I'm going to tell you why. Because the Jacksons have fell off.
I'm
going to break down the Jacksons had fell off. When he
left,
Right. No, while he was with them, they still fell off. Like, Can You Feel and all that was like, those were not as popular with white people. They was popular in the hood. Can You Feel it and all them later Jackson songs weren't number one. They were not number one pop songs. Mike had to, basically Mike left them niggas because they was holding him down. They was holding him back from greatness.
Oh, I would have to do some research on that.
I'm telling you, they was holding that nigga back from greatness.
I don't know.
That's why he never showed up on the goddamn set to all them. That last Mike,
damn, Mike won Hell Awards.
Mike, that last Mike.
Hell Awards.
That last Jackson's album. Not the 21 Jackson Street album.
Hold on.
You know they tricked that nigga to do the music video, right? You ever heard
that story?
Don't stop till you get enough.
Hey, yo, I found it. Don't stop till you get enough. It's his first Grammy.
Right.
And that's R&B.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. That wasn't pop.
No.
His first Grammy is R&B.
No, I understand that, but I'm saying
he went for pop, not R&B.
But he got nominated. Let's see. Now he first nominated. He's on Down the Road. Down the Road's first time he got nominated for R&B. First, then ABC was contemporary. They considered contemporary.
Which one?
Jackson 5 is considered contemporary.
Urban contemporary.
Yeah, not just contemporary.
Yeah. That before it became
not
adult
urban
contemporary.
Just contemporary.
Yeah, but that's before they made the adult this contemporary one, category. Right. Basically, Anita Baker category that they was in.
Okay,
which then, is nothing wrong with that. But I'm telling you,
he was considered R&B, disco, and pop.
Dude, the Jackson Brothers,
and then rock, and then he got a rock one. And see, he got a pop one, a rock one.
That's what I'm saying.
R&B
pop,
one.
The idea of pop, the way you thinking of it, Ted, is
it's
a not, newer
it's
thing.
It's changed, right?
Yeah.
So
motherfuckers
would
win that category.
And try to,
like, Rod
different.
Stewart would get the rock and Grammy, and then he'd fuck around and get the pop one too.
Yeah, so now he got he straight got like a bunch of
or like you two would get the rock category and get a pop one too.
So do you feel? So you feel like Beyonce's top five, but she's not. So here's
because I want to throw Prince in that motherfucker too.
No, Prince is definitely in there. So, but here's the question, though.
And on the low, Janet Jackson needs to be in there too.
So that depends.
I think that's the better debate, Beyonce versus Janet Jackson.
Well, so that's the question. That's the ultimate question.
James Brown ain't in that top five.
I'm saying I like contemporary times, because James Brown was doing, he was doing sheds in the middle of Jackson.
The last half of the 20th century.
But the question is, are we talking songs? Are we talking artistry? Or are we talking performance?
Performance.
So that's what I'm saying.
James Brown will be in there.
Then he has to be in there.
Yeah, he said James Brown got to be in there.
But so does Janet Jackson, because people will say,
she
can't
she
sing.
Has to be
that motherfucker
there.
Did the best. All the shit you know.
She finna drop another one just because of Beyonce. She got another tour. She's casting dancers as we speak as a 55-year-old woman.
And still killing the game.
Still killing the game, man. I think we are prisoners of the moment a lot sometimes, too.
You have to be.
No, I not get
because
that.
Because you can't experience. Like, think about.
But I'm saying, like, can we hold off on the greatness on people? Like, let them live and breathe then.
I don't know how. See, here's the thing.
Like, even with LeBron, let him breathe and let him live in his dope time right now.
I agree with you.
Because, let's not even talk about what greatness yet.
You know why it's hard not to talk about greatness? Because the only way for you to be considered great is to be compared to other greats. You know what I'm saying?
You got to be considered people that also did something.
Right. Something on that same sort of level.
Like, if you look at records for whatever, he had the most assists, you'd be like, oh, well, that's up to John Stockton.
Right. Exactly. And it's automatic. So that has to be there. I mean, I don't.
You have to make some kind of milestone, basically. You have to make some kind of milestone to be considered great.
I just don't know how, like, with the way this shit changes, though. Like you said, the supplements, the advantages. Yeah.
Same thing with Beyonce. Like, dude, like. Everybody, think about the more pool of people she can have for a dancer, even as a background dancer.
Now, I would say,
think about that even. Like, you had probably a pool of 100 dancers, probably, for every fucking person. Period.
Now, I would say she
real
had
talk.
That,
I was thinking about that. So, I was on.
Think
I was
about
on,
that. Shit.
I was on YouTube yesterday.
You could go pick out a motherfucker from right there.
I clicked on the 90s. And it made me think about that.
And you saw the same motherfuckers in every video, didn't you?
The same motherfuckers.
No,
Janet Jackson
all the time.
Was in Christopher Williams.
Yep.
Was in, like.
Look, I'm finna tell you some crazy shit. The chick from Josie from The Fly Girls, she's in all Janet Jackson videos, and she's a fly fucking girl. The chick that used to wear the braids on.
I know exactly.
She's in all the Janet Jackson videos, too. All of them. In the 90s.
So it was a girl, who was our choreographer? Tina?
Fatima.
There was another girl named Tina that was a part of, right before she did the
Rosie, you got Rosie Perez.
Rosie Perez,
I think it was really only two choreographers, Fatima, Rosie Perez, and the girl you talking about.
Tatum is still active, ain't she?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, though. But I'm saying it was three of them, so you got to think, if I didn't get that motherfucker, I had to find some weight. You got more availability. I can go online right here and find a dope choreographer by clicking on YouTube.
No, real talk.
And Beyonce did that thing because it was a dude. You see that story with the dude that said, I'm going to work with Beyonce in the next 2 years? And she found a dude, and he was one of the dancers.
Didn't know that.
Dude put it on Twitter. Just put it out there on Twitter. And he was dancing at the Coachella, or Baychella, as they call it.
I mean, it's like the same thing with the chick that did all the poetry for her, the Lemonade album.
That's what I'm saying. You couldn't do that. It was the same poet in all the shit, in all rap albums back then, too. But I got to tell this. Right. We gonna move forward, but I got to tell the stories about how Michael Jackson gets played by his brothers. I have two stories real quick. One is for the everyone 2100 Jackson Street video. Y'all remember that? That's the last video he's ever in with his brothers or anytime even hanging with them niggas, I think, in general. Until
the reunion.
The performance that he did at the forum. And I think that's the last time. So, allegedly, he said, yeah, we was going to come through, the whole family going to be there. We're going to have all the kids and everything. And they rolled out the cameras and shit for his verse.
I think he was eating a plate.
And he was over there moving the green beans
away from his cornbread.
Go look back at the video, man. He's sitting there with the kids on his lap, and that's the only part he's singing. He just singing with the kids sitting on his lap. Like, all right, let me get this little verse done. I'm out of here. I knew I shouldn't have been fucking with y'all niggas. And then the other time is the torture video. I told you the story about the torture video, right? About how he, that video is supposedly the most expensive video of all time.
I thought Scream was.
No. This one is because they ain't do shit. No, yes, Scream is on full paper, but they redid so much shit in this video, it became the most expensive with adjusted for rate.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because
this came out in 84. So I think it was like $3 million in 84 or something
God
crazy.
Damn.
So they redid, like, so.
Xander. I know the label. My daughter here in the studio was.
Yeah, so hold on, no. If you look at the video, it's only three niggas in the video. So, first of all, Mike fires two of the directors, right? Cause he ain't want to. He was like, man. And then he heard Jermaine didn't show up, so he didn't show up. And then he was like, "Fuck it, I'm not doing it at all." And then Jermaine, cause he's a bitch ass dude, cause he don't like Mike for real in real life. He says to him, "I'm not showing up either." That's why it's only three niggas in the goddamn video.
Wait. So two directors got fired.
Right. Cause Mike was like, "Oh, I ain't fucking with them. I ain't fucking with them. Right. I want this person." So the dude he got on is set.
Right.
Then Jackie fires the original choreographer and hires Paula Abdul, his girlfriend at the time, that was a Laker girl, to choreograph the video. That's how she got put on. In life, period. That was Jackie Jackson's girlfriend at the time. So now she's choreographing. Mike's mad about that. So he like, I ain't showing up, and Jermaine ain't showed up because I don't like that nigga halfway anyway. And then Jermaine hears that Mike ain't show up, and then they both don't show up.
Oh, Jesus.
So it's just Jackie and Paula Abdul.
Jackie is, and in the video, it's Jackie, Tito, Marlon and Marlon, or Randy. I'm not sure which one it is. I think it's Randy. Marlon doesn't show up either for some reason because Marlon is selling cribs in Ghana. No, Marlon making that paper though. No. Marlon is the most successful out of all the motherfuckers after Mike, Janet, Tito, because Tito got a lot of writing credits and he had them sons from 3T that got them checks off of.
Nigga, they had like four songs.
And them go look at what they doing in Europe. Go look at what they do. Them niggas touring in Europe right now. Getting dough. And Tito sitting right there at his ass door as the manager. The Jackson family got some crazy
music,
shit.
He's the music equivalent music to LeVar Ball.
Nah, but he seemed like he laid back though. I don't think he was on his kids like that. He's on some like chill shit. And his wife got killed by like one of the top like bankers in LA history. Crazy shit. The Jackson shit's crazy.
The fuck?
Yeah, right after he got divorced from her, she got killed by her husband. I mean her boyfriend that was like one of the top investment bankers in LA.
Damn.
Yeah, drowned in the pool, mysteriously, the dude's still in jail. He got hit for murder on it. Crazy shit, man. The Jackson family, too many of them motherfuckers, man. They got too much shit going on.
That's a whole Netflix series.
Netflix series.
For like 5 years.
No, you could do five seasons.
That's what I'm saying. I'm dead serious.
Look, I can go into Jermaine is one of the most deplorable motherfuckers in the world. Like, is R. Kelly, Jermaine Jackson.
That nigga a Trump voter.
He is. No. Dude, the dude has a baby by his brother's baby mama and married his brother's baby mama.
Yeah, Randy's.
So, yeah, there is four Jackson kids that are brothers and sisters
and cousins.
Wow.
Bruh,
that's horrible.
Well, let's jump in our topics, man. Like, yeah, man, this show gonna be about the Jacksons.
Clearly.
Anybody seen Ready Player One?
No, I have not had time.
We can table that. We can bring
it on. I know
Jules
did.
Yeah, Jules. I thought Jules was gonna be Pacific Rim 2.
I heard nothing but great things.
Pacific Rim 2. We'll table that. Black Lightning, have y'all been peeping that?
Yeah.
I've seen an episode of it.
Yeah. I like it, man.
Yeah,
I missed the last couple. I got to catch up.
It's good.
I've seen an episode of it. I went over a friend's house last week, and they asked me if I had ever seen it. I said, nah, I've never seen it. They said, you got to watch the episode of it, so they put an episode on. I like the story. It's interesting. I like the characters. I was not feeling the costumes. the action sequences were a little bit cheesy, but I think that's kind of to be expected from that network.
CW, yeah.
But I did dig the story, and I did dig the characters. I didn't catch the names, but the light-skinned dude looks albino.
Tobias.
That's Crondon.
Yeah.
From Strong Arm Steady.
Yeah, he was an interesting character. He was seemed like he was well-written. I liked the way he acted his lines out.
Tobias is in Suicide Squad Hell to Pay too.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about that in a second.
I don't know. I like it.
What's about Suicide Squad?
No, I haven't seen it.
So Black Lightning. I need to, okay.
Black Lightning. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
It's like, cheesy black, maybe?
Cheesy black.
But that's what we want. We can closer to being free.
It ain't. Well,
that's a closer thing to being free.
Don't compare it to Marvel, man. Can't don't do
I,
it.
No, I'm not comparing it to Marvel. No. I'm a bumper. I said it's cheesy black. I know you wanted to be more edgier and kind of stuff.
It's not
but
even.
No,
that, it's not even.
It's
an
black,
edge.
It's a black arrow. We got it. But this is closer to us getting free, though, Teddy. We can have a cheesy.
We got Jaden Smith. We already. Moses is here. No. We just gotta wait. We just gotta wait. He gonna set it up. He gonna set it up. My nigga is a motherfucker.
Moses go get us home. Jaden Smith go get us home.
He's a spokesperson for Cover Girl, G. Like,
you got really it's two dudes.
No,
you
he's the first free black man.
You gonna say him and my man Tyler the Creator, dog.
He ain't as free as Jaden.
Are you serious?
No. Because Jaden Smith got bulletproof wallets. He's never he can always do what he wanna do. Tyler the Creator can do a cocaine habit for 1 year and lose all that money. Jaden Smith can do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
And be okay. He is bulletproof. That's why he's the first free black man.
But guess what though? But soon his daddy come around, Ted's favorite person.
That's what I'm saying.
Every time, bro.
Have y'all peeped out Rapture yet?
I haven't seen the whole.
I've only peeped out four or five episodes.
I just saw the one with Logic.
I haven't got to that one. I just finished.
I watched the first episode yesterday. I felt like it was like a. I mean, I liked it, but it felt like it was. I felt I came away from it having like kind of a negative view on Logic. Like I had the opposite feeling in some aspects of it. Overall positive, but like I didn't like the way he was I don't know, man. I felt like his ego was kind of
inflated.
I can see that. But I actually have more respect
for him, but I'm a fan of Logic. I like Logic, his lyrics. Man.
Right.
I feel like he's got this chameleon thing he does where like he'll make a song where he sounds like somebody else. Like, he can, like, kind of change
yeah,
up.
Yeah,
like,
he does. Because even on his album, you sometimes would be like, is this a feature?
Like Big Sean or something. Right, you know what I'm saying? Like, who the fuck is this? Like,
it's no, he does, though, because you'll think it's a feature. You'll look at me like, ain't no feature on it. I thought it was had a feature. Yeah.
But I like Logic. I like Logic overall. I don't want people to think I don't dig the cat. And, you know, I think he's a good artist.
I'm on the Rhapsody episode. I'm, like, in the middle of the Rhapsody episode.
I'm sure y'all heard the Rhapsody album.
Oh, I named my favorite albums of last year. So you haven't? You only peeped? You watched the whole thing already?
No.
You just went straight to Just Blaze because you're a producer.
Of course. And Just Blaze is one of my. Favorite
I
try
to watch it sequentially.
I had to.
You know what? I actually, 2 Chainz to me. His was very egotistical to me too.
Yeah, I haven't seen. I only seen
like I like to like he's fine, but this is like. It didn't give me any insight to him. He's just like, I got these motherfucking Gucci shoes. I got my Gucci belt.
Gucci.
Yeah, and it was like, I get his struggle. He's talking about, like, some of his boys not being there, not getting all that. But it was just like, I don't know. It was just like, You know what? It was 2 Chainz, man. I can't even be mad at it, honestly. Like, more I think like, about it. Like, what, how, what kind of insight did I expect?
How high is your expectation for 2 Chainz? Because 2 Chainz is 2 Chainz, man. Like, yeah. He. Like, what should I expect?
2
Chainz is like the cool ass older cousin, man.
Yeah,
like,
there you go. That's a good
like,
point.
That's, that, like, that's I'll trade kick with 2 Chainz, bro.
All right, Suicide Squad, Hell to Pay.
Well, it was lit.
One of the best animations they've come out with in a long time.
Like I said, like we said, long time. DC. Killing every kill. They,
no, if I you, think they some of the animation's been pretty boo boo for a while.
Some of them, but not all of them. But the majority of them, they've been pretty solid. Majority of them have been solid.
I say it's 64.
Yeah, no, don't come on, dude. Don't be that. Don't do
so
that.
So where is the disconnect? Because I agree that DC's animated stuff.
Oh, it's killing.
It's always top notch. But where is the disconnect between
the live action?
Between the live action. These are what and the animated.
So these are those mysterious questions.
To quote the owl. From the Tootsie Roll commercial,
the world may never know.
I had to go buy headphones.
I'm serious. Okay? And then I swear to God, every time we bring that up, that is always the question. I was like, how in the fuck? How in the whole entire fuck?
Do your comics be lit?
Your animation be lit.
The video games be lit.
Yeah.
All them three major things flourish.
Movies, not so much.
Even though I do like Man of Steel and shit like that, don't get me wrong, but still, the best superhero movie to this day is always going to be benchmark as what? Dark Knight. Like, to this day, that's like they mark on history is Dark Knight. But it's like they blessing and they curse. You see what I'm saying? Because Dark Knight did too well.
They fucked you up, they blew their wad early, dog. It was like a homeless dude that found the Viagra pills and got the smash. Came back, she liked it, came back for the second round, and he ain't had that superpower no more.
He ain't got no money.
Nope. You out.
Like
you can't do it.
Like you had, like, it was kind of like, it was
setting high expectations.
it's like you got kind of your second win with Man of Steel, then it drooped off with Batman vs. Superman, but you got back up with Wonder Woman. Then it kind of just went started going a little bit flat to the Justice League.
But well, I like that metaphor.
But you know,
you said what?
Mine went a little bit different, though. You know, like,
what you're trying to tell me is that DC needs the equivalent of a metaphorical Viagra,
a cinematic Viagra,
pretty much.
Oh, we're gonna talk about that momentarily.
Cinematic.
Y'all need to see Suicide Squad. Hell to Pay is damn good. Jessica Jones season 2. I'm only on episode 3, so
I haven't seen any of it. I heard that the second season was not
the second.
I'm hearing mixed things. Some people say it's the best season.
Basically, it's the closest thing I'm hearing right now to like her character.
Who you talking about? Which is
Jessica Jones season 2?
Like, if you want to agree, like, the get to her character, say second season.
I've heard
how,
mixed
like,
feelings about it.
It's like if you really understand like how the Alias comics work and like the Marvel Max, Marvel Knight stuff is, then technically they're not wrong.
Okay, so
technically they're not wrong.
Have you watched it? You watched the whole thing?
Haven't watched all of it.
I'm on episode 3 or 4.
I'm like on episode like 8.
Okay,
I think like 7 or 8
of season two.
Okay, and it's weird. You know why? You know why it's weird? Because
it's no Kilgrave.
Yes,
that's a very strong case.
That's really what it is.
Kilgrave was like them blowing their load early. So it's
kind of like, you know what? Kilgrave to Jessica Jones is Cottonmouth to fucking Luke Cage.
Because dude, they blew their load so early with Cottonmouth.
Yo, but so the reason why it's hard without Kilgrave is because there's not like there isn't a ton of action to keep you like pulled in to like all the rest of them are. You know what I mean? Like Daredevil is niggas flipping and dead ninjas rising and all the rest of that stuff, and she's drunk and has
basically life. Her villain is life.
Right? Exactly.
Yeah, this is life.
So. Well, now with her, this new villain, I mean, it's somewhat interesting because this villain has the same powers as her, to an extent.
Yeah.
And they're trying to figure out where the relation point is. But I don't know if it just seems slow or if it's like...
See, it's because Kilgrave did too good of a job as a villain in season 1. I think that's honestly what it is. Because I always would say the best villains that the MCU has ever had in no particular order. Kilgrave.
Are we talking cinematically?
Just period. In the whole MCU, period. Period. Kilgrave, Loki, Cottonmouth. Honestly. I'm going to say that only because Loki just fits. You know what I'm saying? But until, like, we see how James Brolin, which I'm pretty sure he's going to do pretty good stand-ups. You know what I'm saying? But, and he probably going to be number four. But to me, my top three is always going to be Kilgrave, Cottonmouth, and Loki. And I'm going to say that because the way Kilgrave, and like I told you, it's like Kilgrave literally shook you. Because it's like, okay, so, wow, so you just like the devil walking around, bro? Like, you're just like, because I'm like, the way you move is like, well,
the reason why Kilgrave is magical to most people, the reason why that season was so, like grasping to most people is because it was more psychological. Because, you know, you're trying to figure shit out. This dude is basically, like, you know, she's walking around with ridiculous strength, and he's basically keeping this woman at bay.
By just saying stuff.
With words. You know what I mean? And so, like, there's the balance. Here is just kind of like, eh. You know what I mean? Like,
but you know what? The thing about it is, you know, Kilgrave or the Purple Man in the comics. See, in the comics, you know, he is still a mainstay villain. Like, he's in the comics. You know what I'm saying? But since, you know, and that's Marvel, and that's MCU, I should say, it's kind of fault is they tend to kill their villains off a lot earlier than they should.
Or maybe it shouldn't even be a kill. Maybe they just should have started with a lower-tier villain first before, you know. But at the same time, you also got to shoot your best shot because you don't know if the shit's going to get picked up for a second season.
Right. But I think as well as when you got someone as good as David Tennant playing the role that he played, and it's like, I think that was another thing. You got someone good like David Tennant, man, playing Kilgrave. It was like, ooh, like you straight got someone good. Y'all killed him off that fast? Like, ooh. Like, he was the best part of Jessica Jones. Like, legit. Like, you saw my screen, you just like, what this nigga gonna do now? Like, that's all you can see is like, what the fuck? He for him to just, like, he just told someone, stand there forever. What? Like, dude, like, you, that's some asshole shit, stand there forever. That's an asshole move. Like, or, like, in the comics, like how Kilgrave in the comics, hey, tell me your name. Jessica Jones, hi, my name is Kilgrave, take your clothes off. You know what I'm saying? Some shit like that. No, that's crazy. And then when you don't have that anymore, and like I said, it's kind of like you blew your wad too early. And that's just kind of how I feel about it. But I'm going to give it a shot. But I intentionally haven't watched it come like, I'm going to give it a second. Because one, I got too much stuff I need to catch up on anyway. But two,
it's like a 6.5. I just can't. It's just real hard to get into. Like, I appreciate the storyline. I appreciate them, like, digging back and you starting to see stuff. But, like, I don't know.
Is it 6.5 where a 5 is average, or is it 6.5 where, like, a 7 is like a C?
Right.
Good question.
Where 5 is average.
Okay.
I say where 5 is average. I think it's just because, like, at this point, you're relying on the physical nature of both characters. And sometimes it can come off very CW-ish on Netflix, so it's not. It don't really have the same. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's not as gritty. You saying like
it's not that it's gritty, but it doesn't like it looks cheesy.
Like the budget wise, it looks CW-ish.
Yeah, budget wise,
but just blood. CW, but with blood.
Yeah, basically, that's what it is. I mean, you know, like I like the little spinoff, like with her sister doing her little thing.
Hellcat.
You know what I'm saying? Just her becoming Hellcat and all the rest of that. But I think ultimately, it's just really hard. I don't want to say it's hard to. It's hard to maintain your attention all the way through. Like you have to do it in spurts, or you'll fall asleep on parts of it.
All right. Next up, let's jump into our news. Gabrielle Union, Jessica Alba is supposed to do a Bad Boys spinoff TV show.
Yeah, she's gonna be more Lauren's sister.
Just like in the TV show. Yeah.
On what network?
They don't have a network yet.
I'll reserve judgment on it. See how it is.
Yeah, I reserve judgment on it too. I just feel like if y'all two are gonna do a show together, do an original show. You know what I'm saying? Don't like Bad Boys is so old.
On NBC. Sorry, NBC.
NBC. That's interesting that they even greenlit that. But that's fine. Like they got the money to do it apparently. But I just feel like, just do something original. I feel like this is part of the reason why I fuck with Japanese shows so much, because they understand the longevity of an IP. And, and if they got a good idea, they let it go for a season or two and move on to something else. You know what I'm saying? Like, we here in America, we just have this nostalgia, or we just can't let go of shit. That's why you see Friends on for like fucking 10 seasons. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't want to let the shit go until it gets bad. You know what I'm saying? Let the shit go until...
I love the idea of all kind of like what Japanese show kind of like... And y'all know you probably watched this, Kamen Rider.
Yeah.
Like, Kamen Rider is like 40-something years old, my nigga. And every Kamen Rider, which is pretty much on some single Power Rangers type shit.
Yeah.
Like, you know... Like everyone is different. Almost. Everyone is different. It's his own show. Everything is different. It's the same idea, but flipped 40 different ways.
Kind of like I was gonna say kind of like Doctor Who, but not really.
But not Doctor Who. You know,
but I think that it's a lot. I feel like it's a lot easier to do stuff just because, like, you're dealing with superheroes and stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty much a superhero show. Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But so you can do a million different things with like a storyline. You know, dealing with like superpowers and, you know, whatever the fantastic like. Sitcoms, all the rest of that stuff. I mean, it's probably got to stay in power maybe like 2 to 5 years max, and that's if you're doing well,
right?
You know what I'm saying? So I think America just likes to drive home, like, we want to get as much money out of this motherfucker as possible.
Capitalist society, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Before if they want to see this shit, we're gonna find some way to make it. Like, Bad Boys is cool. I like the idea. Honestly, it might just be because they're trying to build up, you know, a pub for the movie.
Could be. Possibly.
Whenever they drop it. Or, you know, they're just trying to rehash, like, now that our age group is the one with the spending power, you know, they're trying to get everybody's, you know, all the stuff that they grew up on and all the stuff that they loved.
Rehash it.
Because they know, it's like, all right, I'll see it. You know, I'll watch that.
I mean, I get the aspect of it. I mean, you're trying to play on nostalgia, but kind of like just where I said, though, I get it, but... It does get old after a while. It's like, okay, give me something different. But I get the idea behind it. I get the logic behind it, because if you're trying to make money, then yeah, you're trying to go for the cash grab, because you try to go after the nostalgia cash grab. I get it.
All this shit's going to be is just like, fuck, that just came out, like, what was that, last year? Lethal Weapon.
Yeah,
people like that shit.
But
shit is fucking.
It's not bad. Right, but it's just gonna be the female version of Lethal Weapon.
Yeah, but I didn't think that Lethal Weapon would even work, and people watching that shit.
Yeah, I saw a couple episodes of it. It's an entertaining show.
But okay. I'll say this, man.
It's entertaining, but you're looking at it from your sitcom glasses, though. Like is it? It's almost like if you had your choice of something to choose on Netflix or this. Or
I wouldn't pick Lethal Weapon.
See, so yeah, so it's like, oh, this is good for a sitcom.
Right, it held my attention just because it happened to be on TV.
Right,
just, you know, I couldn't find a remote, and I'm like,
it's not like the Following or something like that. Like, you know, right, that came on TV, that had me stuck. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, oh, okay, when is this coming on? You know what I'm saying? It's like, I'll say this: networks like Fox, even though they toss away shows clear as day because it shows be on and off like that. But I give them credit, though. They will throw stuff out there.
Mm-hmm.
Especially on FX. Especially on FX.
Yeah, I didn't think that Legion was going to get picked up again.
They Hail Mary stuff out there, like all kinds of ideas. I'll give Fox a lot of credit for that. They will help. Now, they'll Hail Mary idea till it sticks. You know what I'm saying? They tend to do that. Now, am I wrong? I mean, come on. I mean, in the last 2 years... I promise you, I can name like 10 to 15 shows that Fox threw out and canceled.
Oh, yeah.
Like, in 2 years.
Yeah,
time.
They're bad with that sometimes. They cancel stuff too
they
fast.
They just Hail Mary them shows out.
I mean, we'll talk about it in a minute with Donald Glover, how they canceled that before it even
got
started.
Oh, yeah, man. That's a whole different. That was a dumbass move, but that's my whole different.
Marvel and Fox deal to go through in mid 2019.
What, for X-Men?
Yeah, for I guess it would be all X-Men, well, Fantastic
Four. You said Marvel and Fox? You mean Disney?
Disney.
Well, so they get the Fantastic Four, all those properties, and all the X-Men.
Good luck to the writer who got to try to integrate them into the story after they haven't been there.
Well, they said they've always been writing scripts with the idea of like two different scripts, like if they would had to put them in there. So they would constantly be thinking about introducing them into the universe.
The only way I see
it's just, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
It's just, you know, you think about everything that transpired in the X-Men films. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, well, how do you...
You just say fuck all that.
That those things happen.
No, no, no. I don't give a fuck.
You have to
race
that.
No, no, no. That means... Hey, my man, that means nothing to me.
Right, right.
Like, that's, we starting all fresh. Nah, so, I might need Tom Hardy back.
For Wolverine.
For Wolverine.
Well, he already been him now.
I don't give a fuck. That movie's going to suck, too. So we can go and pull you over this Wolverine role, pimp. I got a real good role for you called Wolverine. Leave that Venom shit. That shit's gonna
be whack. You know what? You know Hugh Jackman gonna come back and get that money one more time, though.
You think? You know what? I can see him coming
Hugh
back, though, and being like,
yeah, Hugh Jackman
gonna
come back and get the money.
With the mouse on it?
Right, exactly.
Especially the way Logan
he gonna sit in the audition tape.
Dude, we already know people fucked with Logan so hard. Dude, we rocked with Logan.
You know,
hard.
Logan was dope.
Like we straight converted Daryl into saying,
that's because Sticky Papers
went
involved.
Really with
Sticky Papers, hands went on it.
Wait, oh, it broke. Oh, well, but we made the idea that Logan is dope. So,
yeah.
With this money that Disney just dishing out, you think Hugh Jackman will come back for one more good solid ticket?
No, he coming back for like five. They're going to give him a 5-movie deal. I guarantee you he'll come back for that 5-movie deal.
You think so?
He going to have hella stunt doubles.
How old is he?
He's 50.
Oh,
well,
maybe not Hugh.
That's what I'm saying.
We'll give you one good movie.
They're finna do the Schwarzenegger Terminator.
No. For salvation.
I could see them probably doing like a retcon. Like, the only way I see it being a good cleanup, for real,
I think they gotta just do an X-Men movie, like stop the Avengers stuff, period, and then just establish the X-Men for a movie.
And the only way it can work it in is to, like, if depending on how they play out Infinity War, if they'd have Thanos, like, retcon, some, like, something gets retcon, you know what I'm saying, and get peeled back.
Yeah, and then...
Kind of like on some new 52S kind of stuff,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
That's how
you get mutants. Because you can say, you know, from there, because that's like, since we already know humans exist because of the TV shows, like, might as well go ahead and put mutants in and just use Thanos as a retcon with the Infinity Gauntlet. I mean, that's a good way of doing it. I mean, that's a good way of saving it, or at least trying to introduce it. Say, like, hey, because of this shift, you know, now this kind of twist, and now we got different kinds of humans out there called mutants.
Dang, Hugh Jackman 50.
That's what I'm saying. No, Hugh Jackman about 50. That's what Hugh Jackman 50.
I tried looking him up, man. I don't have enough signal, apparently.
Yeah, June Jackman.
He's 50?
Yeah, 49. He'll be 50 this year.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
He's 49.
Yeah, damn. Okay, well, then, Hugh.
I told you.
Man,
that
sucks.
That's what I said. Give him one good movie.
See what Tom Cruise out here doing, breaking his foot, jumping buildings and shit, man.
Yeah,
Tom
man.
Cruise,
but Tom
bro.
Cruise is also a Scientologist, so he probably believes he's younger than what he is.
He got some special gummy bear
power. Yeah, exactly. Think he's younger than what he is and shit.
You got to.
Black Klansman, the movie from Jordan Peele and Spike Lee, is supposed to drop in August. If everybody remembers, this is the story of a black FBI agent who plays it off that he's a black Klansman by letters and by sending books. And he ends up becoming one of the most powerful people in the Ku Klux Klan.
Is this based off a true story?
Yeah, it happened for real. The dude had a white guy show up in meetings and stuff, though.
Oh.
But he was writing the letters and writing the books and the literature and stuff to set the people up. But he had a white guy show up.
I wonder if that fucked with his psyche.
That's a good point, because you got to dig deep down in for some hatred and shit.
Yeah, because you might fuck around and actually feel yourself sympathizing with that sort of ideology. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Why you putting on a role?
Or you start laughing and shit though, like nigga, what's
hey,
crazy?
No,
shit.
Hey, that's what I'm saying. Especially
moon
a black
crickets.
Person. Hey,
these
no,
moon crickets.
Just I was like, what is the most dastardly thing I can think of? Somebody, or he just probably just went back in his experiences. He's like, what did that bitch call me when I was leaving? Oh.
Or he just starts making up shit. You know, Negroes got a sixth toe. It's up under their foot. You got to go up under their foot and look at their heel.
you got to squeeze the calf
it.
In the middle and the
and
baby
got,
toe.
And it's got titty milk in it. It's got titty milk in it.
It only comes out on the fifth Wednesday.
Exactly. Then people all on the fifth Wednesday, all these people sit up there like, let me see your foot, Negro. So, no, I'm looking forward to that, man. Something that I'm really kind of not, I don't know, is this Boomerang reboot coming to BET.
So it's a TV show?
Yeah.
Once again, man, are we lacking creativity?
That's what I'm saying.
Can we just be out of original ideas.
Like, it just don't.
Like I said, man, Fox is the only network who Hail Mary ideas out. Like, think about it. Fox is the only network who will do that.
Hey, man, you're dealing with millions of dollars. You got to go with what's trusted.
When you think about it, it's like, the concept of Boomerang is not something that's so like unique. You know what I'm saying? Just like a successful black dude who's a womanizer.
It's also the best movie of the 90s, but that's another
thing. I don't disagree with it. I love Boomerang. Yeah. Boomerang's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? No lie. I love Eddie Murphy. I love that movie. I love John Witherspoon in that movie. I love his character. I love his interplay with David Alan Greer.
You
know
what
I'm saying?
They said a lot of that shit was improv.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah, a lot of that shit was improv.
Campbell. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The neighbor.
That's how Martin the TV show got popped off.
You know what I'm saying? Because
they met
it's like,
on that show.
I love Martin Owen's character in the movie.
Yeah, because remember she was in there. She was the next door neighbor. Remember?
Oh, that's right.
With the signs and shit.
Yeah,
that's how I heard Martin met. They met on the set.
That's crazy.
So and it's also a Don Cornelius movie based off Soul Train TV show.
Now that's interesting.
Now that
kind of piqued my mind because like that's cool to know the story behind the story behind Soul Train. If that's what it is,
that's what it is.
If that's what it is, I'm interested. Okay, then that's interesting. But if you just rehash and stuff just to be rehashing shit, just like or just like okay. Like you said, it's not a far-fetched ideal. I mean, the shit exists.
Right, you can
now.
Do that. You can if you want to do that kind of show, you can do that kind of show. But you don't got to call it Boomerang.
Right. I mean, we got niggas like that in Insecure. What the fuck you talking about? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I think they're just doing it.
The nostalgia.
It's just a track.
It's nostalgia. No, he said it right. Nostalgia. It's like I said, one of the human mind's greatest weaknesses. Man.
I don't even know if you can play off nostalgia though.
It's nostalgia. You 100% can. Like what you just said.
I think it's just an expectation. Like I mean, you ain't expecting Eddie Murphy to be in this motherfucker.
She got to have it played off nostalgia, bro.
That was good though.
No, I'm just saying, but it's still
only
played off nostalgia.
Only because it greatly expanded
that story. Yeah,
that story.
But that's what I'm saying. But it still played off nostalgia.
Yeah.
Regardless, that's what I'm saying.
But I also feel it was a better present time, the setting we are now, with like the Me Too movement
and
women.
I don't even know if she had a habit was as well known as Boomerang either.
I mean, it wasn't.
Within the black,
it's different time, man, because she got to have, you got to think, that really
like
set off the black cinema.
No. And that's what I'm saying. With Eddie Murphy being such a high. It's a different viewership.
Yeah, when you talk about the actors and she's got to have, they're relatively unknown.
So it's only nostalgia for a certain group of people, but like Boomerang, you know, you probably got people in our class who are like, oh, yeah, I've never seen Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's real. Absolutely.
All right, Black Panther passes Titanic to be the number three movie of domestically, not worldwide, domestically.
He's still got to
just clap it up.
Yeah, man. Shout out to him.
All right, y'all. So all y'all got to do, if y'all can be Avatar, then y'all got it on lock. Yes, it's good. Now, just try to strive to be Avatar.
What's number two?
Avatar.
No, Avatar's number one, I think.
Number one is Force Awakens.
Force Awakens beat Avatar?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, damn.
That's domestically. Now, worldwide, it may be.
I think worldwide, Avatar still
maybe more. But domestically, it's Force Awakens.
Yeah, Joss was like, damn, really? But regardless, though, to get that high of a milestone, a black superhero, a superhero movie about the first black superhero.
With a black director.
With a black director on his third movie. Period.
Shit's wild, bro.
Think about it. My man pulling a Kendrick Lamar 3-peat out here, bro.
That's wild.
Real talk. Think about it, dog. He did a Good Kid, Mad City, a Pimp, a Butterfly, and a Damn. Think about it, bro. Think about it. He did it like Fruitvale Station, Creed, Black Panther.
Some Cali niggas, man.
Bro, dog. Hood nigga. Cali nigga, bro. I'm telling
you.
Cali stand up, man. I ain't mad
at y'all, man.
It ain't
gonna get worldwide, though. Black Panther ain't gonna get no worldwide. These numbers.
Because China already. Like, yeah.
We're not fucking with it. China
was like, he was like, yeah, but he's black.
Because Avatar's number one worldwide at almost 3 billion.
That's what I was thinking. Like, I don't think none beating Avatar.
That's 3 billion. That's worldwide.
Right. That's like, it's James Cameron. You're not beating James Cameron. Like, that's what I was like, nah, duh. James Cameron about to redo Terminator. You really think, dude, if he doing a sequel off of Terminator 2.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, you not beat James Cameron. As much as I fuck with Black Panther, I love Black Panther. I'm glad it hit that milestone. But that's a
It's number 10 worldwide.
That's a challenge to beat, man. But just to reach that milestone period, man, I commend it, man. I'm glad it did. Like, for real, for real. So shout out to everyone involved in that movie.
Yeah, this list is crazy, though.
It really is.
No, I'm saying, like, this, like, Beauty and the Beast.
Live action or animated?
The live action one is number 12.
Wow.
Because that's worldwide.
You know why? What do I just say?
Nostalgia.
There you go.
But no, but in that U.S. though, no, this is worldwide.
Like I said.
Yeah.
Nostalgia. because Beauty and the Beast, it's still Disney. Disney still, it's not just American, bro, it's worldwide. So it's like, nah, it's still play out in the stars. You just, and then like I say, my wife actually went to go see, she's like, nah, pretty much, it's about 95% the same as the animated version. Like, okay. It's certain things that, you know, they may expand it on, but for the most part, it follows the animated version pretty much damn near to the letter.
My wife was talking about, she about to cry on the plane and shit. I was like, no, I'm a grown woman. Have you seen me?
All right, Avengers screenwriter Zach Penn said that he tried to start an X-Men universe back in 2000 when he was writing on the X-Men movie.
I mean, you could tell.
He tried to start one. They say, like, nah, that ain't going to work.
Yep.
Fox.
There you go.
Hail Mary.
Fox is the king of Hail Marys, dog. I'm telling you, dog.
I think it's probably wise to separate Fox's movie division from their television. I'm sure it's different people heading that shit. It's not the same people.
No, it's not. It's not at all. You're right. Next up, Steven Spielberg is supposed to direct DC's Black Hawk. It ain't gonna happen, though.
But you know what, though?
It ain't gonna happen, though.
Guess what, though?
Because he getting a check, though. He just wanted a check. He wanted a free check.
But guess what, though?
Just like Ava DuVernay getting a free check,
because it's a World War II, because technically, since you could just flip into a World War II epic, it could work.
But he's not gonna do it, though.
But it could work.
I didn't say it couldn't work. It's not gonna come out, is what I'm saying.
If it's DCEU, I agree.
It is DCEU.
Oh, so they're making it DCEU?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they ain't coming out.
Just like Ava DuVernay, I ain't mad at you, Ava. She getting that free check and that movie ain't never gonna come out.
If you talking about DC separate, it's cause on some avant-garde, she like Watchmen and Jonah Hayes. I'm like, okay, then like it's probably gonna do something. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, if you say DC, I'm like,
and mention the movie that's never gonna come out. Justice League Dark is on their fourth director now.
Stop, man.
Doug Liman said that he wasn't gonna do Guillermo del Toro's division.
Let's just you know what? That's just a pipe dream at this point, man.
Hmm? Can somebody call Jules and make sure he's not on suicide watch? I know. Like, for real, dog. I just remember being in the exact same place and Jules being like, DC got it. Hey.
And I remember I was like, ain't none of these movies coming out. And I said that back then. I was like, dude, they just coming out. They sitting there like me and Ted be sitting at IHOP on Saturdays like, man, you know it'd be kind of dope. What if they put Martin in a movie?
Leave him alone, man. Leave him alone.
Put Martin in a movie with Will Smith and call it Run Boys. I think we should do that. No. We put them as Booster Gold and what's the other dude's name? Booster Gold, was it Booster Gold and
Blue Beetle?
Blue Beetle and Booster Gold, and we call it Bad Boys.
Bad Bugs.
Bad Bugs. There you go, Bad Bugs.
Golden Bugs.
That's what I said. They come up with bullshit. They come up with bullshit, man. And none of these movies coming out, man. And I'm on the record saying that what you call is gonna fly.
But low key, guess what? Awesome. Comedic Guardians of the Galaxy shit, that low key will work. I'm not even gonna front.
Come on, keep Will Smith.
Booster going and Blue Beetle, yeah, Ted Corden.
No, actually, yeah.
Low key, it will work. No, for real, awesome Guardians of the Galaxy type shit. Nah, it will straight work. No, for real.
God damn, you
as
might
a comedy,
be right.
That shit will be lit. Like, nah, if niggas really know like how they do this awesome like Huff and Dope Bag, like on some Step Brothers and shit, it can be hilarious, dog. Like, think about
so-
it.
What? DC think finna do this shit now. DC finna fuck around and do this shit now.
Like, bro, like I said, Warner Bros. Needs to fucking pay us for some of these ideas, though. That's all I'm saying.
The Rock and Vin Diesel,
you know, bro,
really were beefing on the set of Fast and Furious. They didn't film scenes together.
Candy
real.
Ass gate,
it's
bro.
So weird, man.
Candy God, ass gate. Wait.
That's what I'm saying. Serious. Apparently, this was a thing. I swear to God, it was about how The Rock was beefing about some Fast Furious shit. How Tyrese. No, it was instigating everything.
Hey, is The Rock is he getting oversaturated?
My nigga's in the Rampage movie, dog.
There you go. That's when I was like, oh. And then he's got that movie Skyfall or something coming out.
Yeah.
Which got one leg.
Like, which actually looks like it's happening during Rampage.
Exactly. He lost his leg in the first one.
Now jump into this building. All right, in post, we'll add the wolf, and then this one, we'll put it on this movie.
With one leg. you didn't see that?
Oh yeah,
it's basically
Die Hard. It's Die Hard slash Cliffhanger
with inspired by poor little Ting Ting.
Oh shit! That's Oscar Pistorius, everybody. The dude that had the two little legs for the South African that killed his wife. Well, yeah, man. Vin Diesel, The Rock, I think, is getting oversaturated, man. I think he might be getting oversaturated.
That's all I'm saying. The whole movie is Polo Ting Ting.
Yeah, he's definitely in a lot of movies, but I feel like on his from his perspective, there's no downside. Even if he's in a bunch of bad movies, you know what I'm saying?
But guess what? The thing about it is, we knew that.
San Andreas might have been
actually. Yeah,
San Andreas might have been the when it jumped the shark.
No, Judge Dredd did jump the shark. Which movie?
San Andreas.
Oh yeah, that totally jumped the shark. Yeah, 100%. Now, but I would say ever since the rundown, that's when the shift happened.
Yeah, well, I tell you this, he got a huge bump though because Jumanji was actually kind of good though.
That's what I'm saying. Like that's what I'm saying. If you see like how his career went,
but
the
it doesn't
rundown,
look like. But
started,
see, I mean,
like
it's true. Well, I mean, that's kind of his genre. I mean, he kind of jumps, you know. Lanes from comedy to action, but like I don't know. Like, do we hit the do we hit B movie status yet? Like, are we there? Or considering the budget, is there such thing as a B?
No, I don't think you'll hit B movie status with him. At least not now.
No,
maybe later.
He's probably the most profitable dude that came out of WWE.
And he's bankable. And I think that, you know, he makes so much money that even if somebody did approach him with something that was just so terrible that it would be like B-movie territory, I don't think he would take it.
Plus, at this point, he's the new Arnold Schwarzenegger. Bro, he is the new Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, pretty
like,
much.
Like, no lie. Think about it. He took over. That's why I said the rundown specifically. Arnold Schwarzenegger walked past. It's like it basically is like you got the juice.
Yeah,
like,
that's basically what it's happened.
Yeah, he was passing the torch.
Had the juice ever since.
He like passing the torch.
Like passing the torch. Like hey, you got the juice now. I'm like, damn. It was just like okay. And ever since then, The Rock being that nigga ever since.
And John Cena's trying to edge in on that.
Yeah, he is. But you know what? I ain't gonna lie. But that's a whole different story with John Cena. I don't know what happened with John Cena recently. I don't know.
Why? What happened?
You know, with his thing about it, his wedding got called off and how that's going to get played out.
No,
his wedding got called off.
I didn't hear about that.
Why?
Apparently got cold feet.
He did or she did?
He did.
He ain't killing smash nobody.
But the way this industry works. And then the thing about it is, you did it to one of your coworkers. He was engaged with one of his co-workers, one of the WWE divas, a chick named Nikki Bella. You proposed to her on WrestleMania. WrestleMania, as we all know, is the biggest wrestling event.
So are we sure that this isn't part of the script?
No. This is legit. This was legit real. All this shit legit happened. Like, this made straight national news. Like, no lie. Like, straight made news. Like, no lie. I'm not even playing.
So he proposed, and then it was like... And
2 weeks before the wedding got
But do you think that it was all legitimate? Do you think they were really in a relationship? They were really...
No, that's what I'm saying. This could be one hell of a publicity.
Or do you think it was part of like a WrestleMania storyline?
That's me personally, that's why I thought at first. But apparently not. It was some... No, this was a straight real relationship. Like a straight legitimate thing. Mm-hmm. Like kind of like on some Stephanie McMahon, Triple H shit, how that shit was real. Like, no, that shit was real too. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's just literally life happening, I guess... Some real life shit happened. He just led over to the WWE. I don't know what happened. So, but regardless, though, I'm just saying, with The Rock just bringing The Rock back into it, The Rock is literally the black Arnold Schwarzenegger at this point. Like, he is. Like, Rock gonna have to pass the torch to somebody else at this point. Because, like I said, Rock at right now, as far as action, can't do wrong. I like, mean, even, like I said, no matter how the movie can be
did
cheesy.
Did people go see San Andreas?
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
Okay. Right. Well, I got respect for you.
Now, people saw it. Now, I actually see it, but people saw it. Yeah. People definitely
saw
it.
It was a successful movie. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Because The Rock, money. Because The Rock.
I think it made a movie about earthquakes.
But see, the thing is that even if a movie bombs here, it's got the potential
that's
to do
true.
Well in
worldwide,
China.
It don't even make sense.
And you got to remember, it's The Rock.
Right.
So I'm saying The Rock is always going
to
draw.
So if The Rock made a sequel to Sharknado, is it lit?
That might.
Did y'all see the thing that Sharknado's going in time? It's doing a time jump.
Get the fuck out of here!
No, it's going like a time thing.
But speaking of which, have y'all heard about?
Come on, cuz.
Matter of fact, have you heard about that? Now, have you heard about that one movie that's coming out?
Time Traveling Sharknado.
Yes.
Nope.
I was gonna put on the notes, but we didn't have enough time.
Nope.
You know,
we don't got time for that. It's already.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's already getting close to time. All right, now.
So we got one more topic before that we go. Some of these we going. Last Starfighter reboot coming. Teddy, are you down for this?
Who in it?
I don't know. I'm in, though, until I see who's in it.
I would agree with you, because I am definitely a Last Starfighter.
Have you watched the 16 Last Starfighter?
You know he is.
No, I'm going to say this. if they do like on, if they do kind of play like mixing on some in this game shit. Mm-hmm. If they make it in this game, if it make it like in this game, that should be lit. Cause I love in this game.
Endgame, I was kind of sad that they didn't follow that up with anything.
Cause in this game is a great
story. Well,
that's
because the dude was real, like was homophobic or something, and that's why they lost paper.
Who?
The dude that did Ender's Game?
The dude,
the writer. The writer.
Right.
The writer did some crazy stuff, and everybody was like fucking him or something.
Oh, man.
That's why, yeah. He fucked it up. Yeah. He fucked up that money.
Oh, man, because Ender's Game
was Harrison Ford in there? Mm-hmm.
Yep. He was the main captain.
Ben
in
Kingsley? Yeah. Viola Davis?
Yeah, that shit was. That movie was good. The storyline is. Because it's a series of books, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was literally on some, like he was literally, like, a genius level mastermind. Like a
chess player almost.
Like, not even like beyond a strategist, like a strategy mastermind. Like on point with like Hannibal Barker and all them. So it was like, yeah, like that was dope. I just hate it didn't go that way. But I can see Last Starfighter being like that. If they play it, Last Starfighter could be on some Ender's Game shit. Cause like I would love to see that. If they give me an Ender's Game S version of Last Starfighter, I'm in. Like for real, that would be dope.
All right. Let's get to our anime pick of the week.
Okay, so anime. So I just started this one. I started this one. It's pretty interesting. I only got a chance to watch. This is the one I want to talk about because I started watching on Netflix. It's crazy, man. It's actually hilarious. It's called The Disastrous Life of Psyche K. Chris probably seen it.
I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen it?
Disastrous Life of who?
So it's called The Disastrous Life. A Psyche K. Now it's basically about thinking about
move to Japan because you was just throw anything out. It don't even
no. It's straight, it just came on my queue one day. No, but it's straight real popular. It's straight.
Yeah, he got his set up though where they get all the new shit. They like James will love this.
Watch, you know, at this point, I watch so much anime. At this point, it do just not Netflix do just show up like that. I'm not even lying. It straight show up like that. Like no lie, Daryl ain't lying.
Yeah, that's what
it show up like that.
You gonna love this,
right? It's just a wild ass.
And bro, legit, it be so many hidden gems on there that you just gotta watch. But nah, but for real.
Grassy L and the Escapade of Starlight. Like, you like, what the fuck?
Duh, it's something out there for everybody, dog. Like, no lie. But nah, for real, The Disastrous Life of Psyche K. It's interesting, man. It's on some One Punch Man-ish kind of stuff, in a sense. Where.
How do you even get that from the title? Like, you just have no idea. You know what I'm saying?
Because like, that's what I have to explain to you. Because let's say when you hear it, you're like, what? But now it's basically on some One Punch Man-ish kind of stuff. Not like on some fighting, but on some. Okay, I'll put it like this. Think if Franklin Richards was just walking around bringing Franklin, it couldn't control his shit all the time. It was just like, yeah, I'm Franklin Richards. I can do whatever I want. I'm bored, though. Think if Franklin Richards just got bored being Franklin Richards.
That's exactly what One Punch Man is, though.
Like, that's pretty much what Disaster Like Psyche K is. It's basically what if Franklin Richards was Japanese and was bored all the time. Because he could do literally whatever he wants to do. Like, he is Franklin Richards in every sense of the word. Like, how Franklin Richards can literally do anything, he can do anything. He can have any superpower he wants to have. Because he's like on some, like, high-level Phoenix.
This nigga sound like a god.
Dude, basically, like, he's like on some Phoenix gene. He's like on some Phoenix level stuff. Like, he got to wear, like, limiters on himself.
Do he get in fights with people? Like,
no, he don't get it. No, it's a comedy show. But it's just so, like, what if someone just had the power of Franklin Richards and got bored.
But see, this is what I talk about when I talk about Japanese shows.
You know what I'm saying?
And how they can be so creative that they even decide to defy description when you're just trying to explain it to somebody.
That's what I said. That's the best way I can describe it. Like, literally, since we all know who Franklin Richards is, we know what he can do, which is literally anything.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he's Franklin Richards if he was bored. Mm-hmm. Like, he was just like, I'm going to school. I'm a teenager. Yeah, I could do this. Y'all fighting too much. Okay, come on. Okay, y'all doing too much. Come on. Like, we about to, it's like, parents, y'all arguing too much. All right, come on. Y'all, let's go ahead and fix our relationship. Like, I don't even know
what even make somebody want to watch that.
But no, it's a comedy because it's like, it's kind of like what I'm saying.
I guess it looks at the absurdity of that kind of thing.
Because it's like, it's absurd. It's kind of like the irony of it. Kind of like how One Punch Man, the irony of it is like, how you make One Punch Man interesting about someone who could beat anybody. It's the same thing, like, how you make a show interesting about someone who could literally do anything. He's like, well,
But they did, so it's a good show.
But it's actually good. But it's just a comedy. Mm. It's like a sitcom by like.
Did you ever finish? What was the one I told you?
Be the Beginning.
Yeah,
absolutely. I talked about it on here.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah, that one. Mm-hmm. Ew. All
right. Hell, all right, Teddy. I need to finish it up. Then.
Do you have any conspiracies for us?
Nope.
Conspiracies. No conspiracy theories of the week.
Nah.
I don't have one either. And all mine are ridiculous. That I stand. I'm in this group.
Yeah, no, we technically already covered conspiracy theory because you just gave us a clean rundown of the Jackson family.
Oh,
history.
That's true. That's conspiracy theory of the week is the Jackson family. That's a good one. It's a lot more with the Jackson family. If anybody wants to know more, just hit me up. I can give you a.
No,
so
you
much
should
more
just drop a story like every time we come. So you
said
back
every
on
show we talk about the Jacksons.
I'm telling you, somebody and watch this shit gonna come on Netflix in like 2 years.
They probably will.
That's what I'm saying.
Last up, our trailer, Sleeve It or Leave It.
Run through a couple of those. Yeah.
First up, Yardi. This one is film. Hold up. My thing is running slow now. I'm going to read the cast here. It is Elma's crime drama. He's producing this. This is one based with about a kid who comes back to his native land in Jamaica, and he's going through all this drama and craziness. Right. I'm going to go to Sleeve, man. I like it, man. Yeah, I'm going to go to Sleeve, man. It looks pretty good.
I'm going to order it.
You don't, you weren't feeling it too much?
It's not that I wasn't feeling it. I mean, I don't know. I just... It's in that middle road for me.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it depends on what platform is coming on.
Right.
Exactly. Is it going to be easy accessible for me, or am I out to search and find it?
And then I give it a hot one. I'll give it a hot one.
Did you get a chance to peep it out?
Mm-mm.
Oh, he didn't get a chance to peep it out.
No, he didn't get a chance to peep it out.
Okay.
Not at all.
Next up, we have I'm tripping. Superfly. Little X is directing this. The dude Trevor.
I'm gonna give it a war. I'm just gonna tell you right now. I'm gonna give it a war.
Look here, man.
Hey, dog.
Because I like hood stuff. But I also love the movie Superfly.
Bruh.
Because I'm just saying, the soundtrack, I think, is what's going to push me away from more than anything else.
Because it's Future.
Dude, I'm just saying, like, but my thing is, and no shade against Future. It's just my thing is, if you think of Superfly, who's the first thing you think about when it comes to music?
Curtis Mayfield. So Future's supposed to be playing Superfly?
No. Doing the soundtrack.
I was done when that nigga had that motherfucking Morris Day and the Time.
Conk.
Pompadour. Right.
Man, he had your hair. What you talking about?
Nah, man. We like Highlander. You can be only one,
look,
G.
You can only be one. I ain't gonna front. I'm going to see this shit, man. I'm going to see this shit. I'm going to see this shit. I'm going to give it a Yeah, I don't need the last
this
person.
This is a conspiracy theory in and of itself. I would have
never. I'm going to see this shit.
I knew you wrote in your evening journal about this shit, nigga.
I'm going to see this shit.
He doing the go to the lab. Take this shit seriously.
I mean.
Oh, hell no. I want to see this shit, though. I am intrigued.
What would have been. I mean, what they could have said Yachty's doing the soundtrack. Then what?
I would have still been there.
No, if you would
have said. No, Yachty. That would have pushed me to the limit.
No, you know who would have been dope doing the soundtrack low key? Because it would have fit Rick Ross.
He's in the movie.
No, but if he did the sound, I know he's in the movie. I say if he did the soundtrack, because listen to all Rick Ross's shit.
No, agree.
It fits perfectly.
The boss, the biggest boss.
It like all his shit sounds cinematic and sound. Mm-hmm. It has that feel.
Right.
So it fits like it would 100% fit.
So Pop and Perky says don't go with.
You know who I feel like with. You know who I feel like would do a good job. Who could do a good job with a soundtrack on Superfly. Just from an atmospheric standpoint, just like setting a mood, because I like I think Travis Scott stuff. He has an atmosphere.
I can see that too.
I see Travis Scott on there. Yep. But yeah, if I had to say anything, though, I mean, don't get me wrong, don't say the Future or anything like that. But I just if I was a musical director of the movie, me personally, because of the way the movies go and the way I know that's how the feel of the movie is, I'm getting like Rick Ross, and I'm gonna get some Rick Ross level stuff on my stuff like at all times. Like I would have to, because just to fit the feel of the movie, and like it's gonna bring like that empire, not empire, but like a kind of like a true like a dynasty empire-ish kind of feel. Mm. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna feel like, okay, this is gonna feel like the streets, but it's gonna feel like on some real gutter kind of, like it's gonna feel drug related, but it's gonna feel like on some Calabasas kind of stuff at the same time, like kind of how I probably want to do. You know what I mean? That's just my thought.
I feel like, I feel what you're saying. I think you're saying it'll have that kind of gritty street level, but it also feel regal.
Exactly. You know what? That'd be the best way to say it. Regal but gritty. Thank you. There we go.
All right, Ted, I know you got to get out of here in a second. Uncle Drew, though. You got to comment on this Uncle Drew move. Is it like Mike mixed with White Man Can't Jump feel? Slash Above the Rim without the hood stuff?
I didn't get that feel. I got
Mike, though?
Air Bud?
Wow. Oh, no, I got another one for you. The air up there.
The air, yes. Yes. That's actually very, very close. Like, definitely, like Mike, air up there sort of feel.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with that, man.
So, yeah, I'm not sleeping it, though, man. I'm definitely going to.
What about you, James?
I'm taking Teddy's word on it.
Okay.
All right, one final one before we get out of here. Night School.
Air Bud.
Night School. Hard movie with
Tiffany Haddish. Yeah.
I'll give it.
I'm not seeing that, man. I know I contradicted myself just a few minutes ago. Superfly. I just want to go to see some, because I'm that hood still that I still want to see real gritty hood movies. Even though I know they're not going to be good.
But you don't want to see a silly hood movie,
right? This looked like hood, like. Oh, this is like my type of hood shit.
So it's
like my queue is filled with hood movies on Netflix. Right, I see some crazy shit.
So this is. Like,
I got all the 50 Cent movies
on
there.
Snow on the Bluff for you, like.
So there you go.
So you got Snow on the Bluff, and then over here.
Contraption, that movie with Cameron and Omar Gooding in it.
Man, no, let's get off of here.
We're done. We're done.
That's actually quality.
Yeah, it's like how high.
Man, look, we're done. Nah, look, you're talking about something. It's
like Soul Plane, How High, and then.
You know how black I realized I was with movies? They either listed like all these 50 movies and you got a point for every movie. I saw every movie on the 50 of those movies. I saw every one of them.
I got 50 points.
And I was shocked how many people had lower numbers, like 20, 30. Like, y'all Negroes ain't seen at least 40 of these?
You know why? Because some of them shits was probably like somebody's actually home movie. And how you got to see that shit is amazing.
I told you I was in the black section of Blockbuster all the time, just grabbing random movies when I saw black people on it.
Not Blockbuster.
Yeah, I just could get, if any black movie, I would watch it. I was just pro-black like that, man.
I can dig it.
Well, thank y'all for listening. As always, my man, thank you for, what's your name again?
Chris,
thank you for coming on, man. Where can I hit you up at?
You can hit me up
social media wise.
I'm on Instagram. I don't even know my damn handle, bro.
Oh, shit.
Well, you a gamer, so since you a PS4 gamer.
Yes, you can hit me up on PS4. My handle is K9999_.
Okay. You have to do a gaming thing.
Because you know what? Because I'm saying right now, this is my fighting game, homie. So, so I already know all we're going to probably like talk about is fighting game shit.
Yeah, probably.
But we also, I play a hell of other shit too. So I probably saw like a little side.
We try to be well rounded.
Ted, where can I hit you up at, man?
I mean, you know I ain't got social media for
Ted is off the grid, man.
Theodore Simpson the Fourth on Facebook. That's how old the motherfucker
is. I know, you're like an old ass man.
Hit me up on MySpace.
And if you see a man with golden gray hair, that is my father.
Oh, yeah.
So your father, yeah.
No, my dad for real.
James, where can I hit you up at, my man?
Twitter, Instagram, at JBJROfficial. You know, of course, follow the show, at Lando Cal Pod. Follow my other show, at Fruit Boom Pod for Fruit of the Boom, and catch us at the next B-Battle.
All right, make sure y'all keep hitting us up, LandoCalPod@gmail.com for all your questions, comments, all that good stuff. LandoCalPod on Twitter, LandoCalRisingExperience on Facebook. We're everywhere you can get podcasts. We're on Spotify now, too. So anywhere you get podcasts at, we are there. We appreciate everybody listening, as always. Peace.
Peace.
Peace out.